Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1. With Olay Total Effects Age-Defying Day Cream. Over 100 awards without paying hundreds of euros.
Well, we've got lots of great music guests this morning, and we're starting with a brilliant young singer-songwriter called David Keenan. He's been described as the sound of Tim Buckley and Brendan Behan arguing over a few jars, and his other voice is Shoan Dingle was described by Tony Clayton Lee of the Irish Times as a contender for Gig of the Year, describing him as the offspring of Van Morrison, the Waterboys and the Frames. David Keenan, good morning.
Good morning, ma'am.
Now listen, we'll chat in a few moments, but first, your new EP, Evidence of Living, just out, and you're going to sing for us a track from that, Keep the Peace, by Preparing for War. Off you go.
I'm personate iron head. Well, you the edge of gold. We live upon a tightrope in delirium and grace. Ah, we are sweet children. We are urchins. We are drinking from the well, tangled in each other on the marble floor, keeping the peace by preparing for. Yeah, but I smoked all my recommendations in the name of our dormant dream. You sold the last of the Chinese ink to a priest who then married a queen. And you wrapped me up in women's clothing for to keep the cold at bay. And the laughter kept us warm, drawing maps upon the floor, keeping the peace by preparing for. Whoa, let's hear some noise for a tuned in girl and boy. In the echoes of the handball alley, when the air is but a pregnant breath. No, I won't pay your rent. I'm giving you up for Lent. No, I won't pay your rent. I'm giving you up for Lent. Ah, but your whistling still rings in my ears. I then kneel in the name of not knowing before we sprint to the empty museum. You are covered in expectations while I am covered in mud. Oh, I asked the moon for some counsel. Well, she said as she was unsure, so I swallowed shallow waters, keeping the peace by preparing for. I light a candle for safe passage. Then we head to the fresher's ball, dressed in clothes from ancient Persia we had stolen from St. Vincent de Paul. And we agreed if we were to marry, we build a house with an orange door and ink these words upon our bodies. Keep the peace by preparing for war. Wow, let's hear some noise for a tune, girl and boy. In the echoes of the handball alley, when the air is but a pregnant breath. No, I won't pay. I'm giving you up for rent. No, I won't pay. I'm giving you Forland, but your whistling still rings in my ears. Sure, it's been this way now for years and years and years.
I love it, David. Such a talent. Come over and sit to me at the table, and you're going to sing another song in a short while. You're a great talent. You were playing, you were supporting Hozier last night in the Olympia, weren't you?
I was.
What was that like?
It was incredible. It was a real privilege, you know, to be on that stage, to be in that room where Laurel and Hardy played and Bowie, and just a beautiful room. And he's very gracious to give me that opportunity, you know.
Yeah, he is Hozier, isn't he? He's
great. He is. He's a real genuine person.
Tell me a bit about yourself before we talk about your new album. You're from Dundalk?
Dundalk.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm living in Dublin a couple of years.
And your music kind of influences, where do they come from? Like, were you very musical as a young boy? I mean, you're still only in your early 20s, but were you always, like, quite musical?
Well, just the written word was always a form of escapism that I just kind of latched onto as a child, you know, as a very young child. Mm. And, you know, the act of singing used to traumatise me. As a kid, you know, at parties, I was, you know, singing a party piece. But, well, that used to traumatise me. But when I started singing, I felt tuned into something else. I felt like, you know, I felt protected. And it's still the same. The power of the song, you know, the ability to express in the song and to kind of conjure up this world where you can kind of act out scenes with these characters you're creating with your imagination. So the fascination of that still, I'm still consumed by that, you know, and the worlds you can create. So it came from a very early age, not a musical family, but a family full of characters, you know, and great storytellers. And I was exposed to all the music at parties and christenings, the Irish thing, you know.
Yeah,
but
great.
The art of storytelling, you know, listening to Elfellas in bars and then just, you know, the Irish writers and Behan, the colloquialisms, the mysticism of Yeats' poetry, you know, it all kind of seeped in early on.
Yeah, and it's a wonderful imagination. I mean, your new EP, I love it, it's called Evidence of Living. And tell me about the themes in it, because I think you said this, David, it's like a journey into the ivory womb of intimacy, of friendship and unity, which belongs to us all, which was written for us all, which pines for us all and us for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's a culmination of my journey since I moved to Dublin, really. And the people that I've kind of this sense of belonging for the first time. And it's really, a lot of it has to do with the relationships I've built here. And a lot of these people are on the record, you know, incredible Irish musicians, like my generation in Lemoncello and Junior Brother, the composer Garrett Quinn Redmond, and then the older generation, the previous one, Gavin Glass, Graham Hopkins, you know. So it's been an amazing learning, education for me. And this is basically the evidence of that. And I'm trying to give a voice to the woman in me and the man in me and the child, you know. The three of them are speaking there.
And I love, you released it on vinyl and you posted a video, didn't you, of it being pressed, and you called it magic. Why do you love vinyl so much?
Well, you know, in Dublin vinyl, it was like getting a look underneath the Wizard of Oz's cape, you know, just to see it coming off the press. But it's the physical thing. It's the physical thing, Miriam. It's the piece of art. Mm. It's a sense of validation that I've never had before, you know. I just handed some into Tower and record shops around Dublin, coming up on the bus from Dundalk as a kid, you know, spending hours in there just browsing and you know, it's a real dream to have the vinyl. Yeah. And the quality of vinyl, you just can't beat it, you know.
Yeah.
That analogue, you just can't beat it. It's magic. I still can't get over it, how me and those close are on that piece of plastic, you know. It's incredible.
And you've loads of gigs coming up. Before we mention all of those, I mean, so many young people find it quite hard to get a break in the music industry.
Yeah.
How do you think you, apart from the fact that you're super talented, but how do you think you got your break? And do you think it still is quite difficult as a young person trying to break through?
Absolutely, especially when you're just trying to be yourself and you're not, you know, you're. I love hearing kids singing in their own accents, carrying that sense of identity with them. There is a trend in Dublin, you go up and you go to the music colleges and you play, and that is there. But there is an alternative as well. You know, music colleges do not monopolize expression, and it's not necessary finding your own voice. Me personally, I was absolutely blessed to be, you know, the likes of Glenn Hansard and The Hot as Flowers, Damien Dempsey, Mick Flannery, they all saw something in me that I didn't even see in myself at the time. And maybe I still don't see it. But they recognise something in me. And it's this Irish tradition of pulling people up onto the ship, you know, and they pulled me up onto the ship. And it's something that I'll never forget. And it's that I hope that I can do it someday myself. But I think for any young fella or girl listening, find something that is uniquely you and just hold on to it and protect it. Protect it and don't let anything smother that. Because that's the flame, that's the light, you know.
Which is superb. And like tonight, you're playing the Roisin Dubh in Galway.
Yeah.
Dolan's in Limerick on the 21st. Live at St. Luke's in Cork on the 22nd. Dundalk the 23rd, your hometown.
Yeah.
And then the Set Theatre in Kilkenny on the 4th of January. The Dunkern Arts in Belfast on the 5th. Whelan's in Dublin is sold out on the 11th, I know, but there's a few tickets left for the 12th.
There is, yeah.
Yeah, but ticketmaster.ie. I'm happy to mention all of those because you're a young person, you deserve all the breaks you can get.
Thank you.
You're going to sing another song. You go over there now. I'll tell everyone what it is. It's again from your new EP, Evidence of Living. And it's hard to pronounce this, so I better get it right. It's called Subliminal Dublinia. And you take it away there, David Keenan. Thanks so much for coming in this morning and the best of luck.
Noiseless nomad, what does the road hold? For this cradle-capped crappie, hands covered in chalk. I've withstood many tremors in this constellation of plasticity. Point me toward the source, man. I am a stevedore, hauling heavy cargo from the bows of this ship. I spot a thought cleansing spit, drying my lips on my sleeve. The dope seeking dopamine walks the streets of Dublin. Subliminal Dublin. Shh. There are those fast asleep. But there was warmth to be found in our hearts, decent sons and daughters. Jesus Christ, is that you bedding down for the night? Oh, with your knees tucked to your chin. Oh, would you look at him? Would you take one look at him? Oh, the eyes, man. The eyes that draw you in. Take a look at her. Would you get a look at her? Do you see yourself in her? I think I was at school. The spider thought cleansing spit into the medicinal breeze that chews up all the leaves upon the streets of Dublinia. I spot a thought cleansing spit into the medicinal breeze that chews up all the leaves upon the streets of Dublinia. I spot a thought cleansing spit into the visceral winds that rage and lift the words from the lazy page. Awaken minds take to the stage, overthrowing the weak, denying beds to those who sleep upon the semi-conscious streets of subliminal Dublin. Give me a Dublin where no one dies of the cold, while others reap what they stole. But you're breaking my heart. Revolution, I call you on this horse-drawn cart. Revolution. creation of the mind and of the soul and of the heart. Isn't that a start? Occupying the city with original ideas. Occupying the city with original ideas. Occupy the city with original ideas. Occupy the city with original ideas. Isn't that a start?